You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Banner, he is Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there. And where the hell was Kyle Hamilton yesterday? Kind of as we were following all of you along the Twitterverse for the attendance report before we got off at 2. Noticed he wasn't there, and it was a big absence. Anything concerning going on with number 14?
Yeah, certainly. Sure. To see him get hurt on what would I didn't see him get hurt, but for him to get hurt on Wednesday, you wondered if it was just a precautionary thing, and then for him to not show up on Thursday, definitely an ominous sign. Obviously, we'll have a better sense of his availability in about 25 minutes when practice starts. But, the last thing this defense needs is probably its most complete player and another guy who, assuming Roquan is a no-go on Sunday, would have worn the green dot. You can't afford to lose a guy like that. So, Kyle has some pretty incredible healing properties. Don't know the severity of that groin injury. Obviously, we couldn't ask Zach Gore yesterday about it because those coordinators aren't supposed to talk about injuries. So it's possible, I suppose, that because of how smart he is, how quickly he can heal, that even if he doesn't show up to practice today, the Ravens could still have him available, have him up for that game Sunday. But, man, it would definitely be all signs pointing in the wrong direction if, like I said, I go out there in 25 minutes and I do not see 14 out there on the field.
Jonas, if he can't go, how many players are going to have to come in there and try to fill that pretty big void for them? In the secondary, that's going to be minus Marlon, and it looks like Awuzie as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a bunch of Pro Bowlers who, frankly, haven't played like Pro Bowlers this year who could be missing. Obviously, don't expect Roquan to be out there. Don't expect Marlon Humphrey to be out there. Still don't know what to think about Awuzie just because that was a bit of a surprise. Obviously with his injury history, I guess nothing should be a surprise. But they're going to have to, get by with a pretty compromised spine in that defense. Just, obviously the Matabike loss is something that we're going to be talking about for the rest of the season, but they're going to have two, maybe three linebackers out there who I think have a combined six starts since December. Sanusi Kane obviously hasn't really played a whole lot this year. If he is the guy who's running stuff next to Malachi Starks, it's just a real, real awful situation. And I guess the only thing that you can kind of talk yourself into if you're a Ravens fan is that this Texans offense is nothing to write home about either. They're near the bottom of the league in points per game, yards per game, success rate. So I guess if you're Zach Gore, you're saying like, all right, if we're going to have one game left on the schedule that we enter with personnel limitations, make it be this one. But this is obviously a game that they can't really afford to mess around in, and they need to get out of week five with a win somehow.
Now, Jonas, obviously you're aware that you're there all the time, but a lot of comparisons or parallels in regards to some people, and Vinny's been calling for this, callers about Chuck Pagano being the Dean Pease of 2025 after the slow start defensively with Zach Gore, who was a freshman DC at the time. Like, where's Chuck Pagano? And Zach Gore did address that particular subject yesterday, and I mean, are we asking too much of Chuck Pagano to come in here and kind of be the de facto defensive coordinator, and how much do he and Zach Gore really coordinate, no pun intended, prior to a game or during a game?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a collaborative process. Chuck Pagano was brought in because of his expertise and his familiarity with John Harbaugh, and I think as much as Zach is wearing this, I think Chuck Pagano has to as well. I mean, I think the past defense's woes are a little bit overstated just because of how much of those struggles were in week one, and how much of those week one struggles, you could say, were because, you know, John Harbaugh put Jair Alexander in a position where he wasn't really set up to succeed. But, you know, it's not like any unit on this defense could really say that their assistant coach is, glowing in praise. So, obviously, if, and it's a big if, the Ravens decide to shake things up and these next 2 weeks go worst case scenario and Harbaugh needs to make a change at the bye, then, yeah, I mean, I think obviously Pagano would be the most sensible pick, but I don't know how much he would change things because he already has a pretty big hand in how the Ravens are executing right now, and how they're executing right now is a not very satisfactory way of playing football. So we'll see. Zach put up a pretty happy-go-lucky front yesterday, talked glowingly about Chuck Pagano, gave him a happy birthday shout-out, so it doesn't really seem like there's any animus there like there, might have been with some members of the Ravens staff, or how Dean Pease and his role was considered by outsiders to be the reason for the turnaround. But, it's a big game Sunday for a lot of guys. Probably no one more than Zach Orr.
Joe DeShay for Baltimore Banner. It's Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Featured Artist Friday. Vinny's off today. Now, let's move to the offense. And, Lamar's not playing. Let's roll right with that. And, you would say that John criticized what was going on there with Todd Monken's offense a little bit, and Monken himself even addressed it yesterday. But how much do things change? I mean, obviously a lot, minus Lamar. But to maximize, Jonas, in a long-winded way, what do you do to maximize Cooper Rush's strengths against this Houston defense that is pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you watch any of the Bear, Bob, but I think this is a game where you go full chaos menu. You just throw everything, see what sticks. I think you do Derrick Henry as a Wildcat quarterback. I think you, put Devontae Walker in positions where he can have the ball in space. The interesting thing about Cooper Rush, Bob, is like he gets rid of the ball super, super quick. Like his average time to throw faster than Joe Burrow's, faster than Tua Tagovailoa's, but he's not afraid to pump it downfield either. So you have this guy who I think necessarily puts the ball in harm's way. I think we all remember that kind of bad back shoulder attempt in that that first preseason game against the Colts where, he has a 1-on-1, he throws it up there, and it ends up ending in the hands of the Colts DB, I think, on the first throw of his Ravens preseason career. So he's not afraid. I think he's pretty different from Tyler Huntley in that he is not afraid to put the ball into tight windows, which obviously Lamar definitely looks to avoid. So it's going to be, I think, if the Ravens can get some decent protection up front, then there's a possibility that this passing offense could have a really nice day. Obviously with no Lamar, I think the expectations should be pretty low for what this run game can do. But I'm always excited to see just what the kind of, what the passing game looks like without Lamar, with a guy who's maybe a little bit more conventional in how he goes from, 1 to 2 to 3 in his reads.
All right, you mentioned the run game, Jonas, and I'll ask the question that you probably heard, and we've been getting a lot here this week on the show. Where the hell's Keaton Mitchell? Could we possibly see him on the field Sunday at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a game where pretty much everyone that Ravens fans want to see, they probably will. Like, with this many guys dealing with injuries, but not all of them requiring IR stints, then there are going to be a lot of big names on that inactive list, and you only have 53 players on this active roster. So I think Keaton Mitchell could be a guy who contributes. I think Jair Alexander could be a guy who gets called up, even if he's not necessarily starting, as the nickelback or the dimeback. So, you know, I think Keaton Mitchell is on that chaos menu as well. You know, you want a guy who can stretch this Texans defense laterally. You want to get him involved in a screen game to maybe take advantage of just how quickly that Texans pass rush likes to get upfield. So I think, you know, based on some of the praise that we've heard for Keaton Mitchell doing special teams work in practice this week, that's a good sign for me that things are pointing upward, that he can contribute in ways beyond just as a change of pace back and as a kickoff returner. So I'm hopeful that that he can make a season debut in week 5. Fine.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jonas, Ravens getting 2.5. Last thing for you. How do you see it playing out Sunday, 1 o'clock at M&T Bank Stadium?
Yeah, I forget my exact prediction. It's up on thebanner.com right now, but I think I had the Texans winning this something like 21-16. I just, you know, like, I'm excited to see what this offense could do with Cooper Rush, just out of sheer morbid curiosity. But there's just, I think this Texans offense might be a little bit better than we've been giving them credit for. That like their first three defenses they played were defenses that now are, you know, top 10 in the NFL and in overall efficiency. And so you put that together, you know, Texans maybe finding some good news with Woody Marks. Obviously, Nico Collins is a game changer. CJ Stroud, there's still a good quarterback in there, I believe. And you put all that together with a Ravens defense that before they got banged up couldn't really stop anyone. I just think that the Texans will be able to eke this out.
Way to keep that positivity rolling. Oh, real quick, what do you think of the Turtles tomorrow getting 6.5 against the Huskies?
Yeah, I was texting with a friend. We're making plans to watch the game, which is not something that you usually expected to do if you're a Maryland football observer in October because of how quickly things can spiral. But they've got to find a way to win a game coming out of a bye, finally. If they do, then we could be talking about a you know, the whatever that stadium in College Park is called now.
CQ.
You know, CQ finally selling out. It's I'm a little bit sick of seeing 30,000, 35,000 seat attendances every single week in the fall.
Yeah, most of them the opposing team. He's Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Bob.
You got it. Jonas Schaefer, everybody. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what's happening in the world of sports. Orioles history-wise, one of the most magical moments, maybe the most magical moment in the history of the stadium, took place on this date. That Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. We'll talk about Maryland, Washington tomorrow. Get an update on Buzz Williams basketball recruiting, because basketball season starts for the men a month from today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.